This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
And we have brought back McCain Monday. For a day.
It's like the inoculation wore off.
It's Evan McCain hanging out with us. You got a lot going on, and we're going to catch up with you coming up here in a few minutes. I know you got a big tour about to start and all kind of stuff.
Yeah, but I want to talk about high school lacrosse.
That sounds fascinating.
we will get to that in just a second. You know, I'm kind of curious about your hygiene. Everybody's here because I learned something.
Is there something that you're concerned about with Edwin? I didn't notice him stinking or anything.
Well, I'm talking about.
No, I hosed down with Axe body spray earlier.
I saw the trouble, sheep boys. Outside.
Yeah. Now I want to talk about you brushing and just how many times a day do you brush?
My hair?
No, your teeth.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm a 2-a-day guy.
2 a day.
Maybe a third if I really ate something nasty for lunch.
Tori?
2. All right. At least.
At least once, but I'm up to 2 now, and sometimes 3 if I go out.
Edwin?
The Sonicare takes care of it.
Okay.
So, you know, twice.
Twice? Okay. So everybody's pretty much two times.
My dentist says I should get a water pick, too.
Well, when is the last time you actually washed your toothbrush? Because there's a dentist talking about this. It's trending after he was saying that every night we should wash our toothbrush with soap. Listen to what he said.
Every single night, you should be washing your toothbrush bristles with soap and water. Not only can this greatly impact the amount of bacteria and plaque buildup in your mouth, now studies are showing the bacteria in your mouth may be linked to your cardiovascular health, including development of heart failure and atrial fibrillation. And once a week, soak this sucker in hydrogen peroxide or antibacterial mouthwash. Finally, if you get strep throat after 12 to 24 hours, throw this thing away.
See, I just saved you guys from getting sick. If you get strep throat, you need to throw that toothbrush away.
That's a TikTok dentist, and I don't believe him. I've lived many years on this planet without washing my toothbrush every day, and it hasn't seemed to have killed me yet. Second of all, I've talked to other dentists about it, and they think this is stupid, too.
But you also have a lot of health issues that could be caused
your
dirty toothbrush.
Yeah, I mean, you have about 12 health issues.
I don't think that flat feet are caused by a dirty
toothbrush. You never know. You never know.
Plus, I like how he's like, throw it away after you get sick. It's a little late at that point.
Well, okay.
So everything I've heard from doctors says you cannot reinfect yourself with the same disease by using a toothbrush every day.
Well, that's good news for me because my toothbrush has not been washed ever. And it's kind of like my pillowcase. It's like I've never washed my pillowcase.
Mine don't last that long. I throw them out after maybe a month at most.
Oh, mine. What? Are you kidding?
Yeah, they get all flattened.
Mine.
You're brushing way too hard.
Splayed out.
Mine has the same hairdo like from the 80s where it's parted in the middle and feathered back.
If it's from the 80s, it's too old.
Okay. I'm with you, Hawk. That's when it's the best. Yeah. I don't like when it's too hard. It hurts my gums.
Well, I use the softer, extra soft bristles.
Starts getting that nice little fray, that shag hairdo, and I'm like, yes, toothbrush.
I mean, how long do you really want to be on this earth anyway, right?
Truth. Yeah. I've already started trying to calculate how long I got left. Well, try to spend it all before I go.
So, and Edwin, I know you're coming off stage late at night a lot of times. I'm like, if I get home that late, I'd be going, man, I'll brush in the morning.
I've done it.
Yeah.
We didn't talk about, like, tour bus hygiene. That's a different, that's a whole different thing.
What is tour bus hygiene? So
it's not a thing.
You gotta share a shower.
We all.
Not at the same time, though.
It's like living in a submarine, really. I mean, it's true. I guess it's a rolling locker room. It's where adolescence is suspended, and my wife has to constantly remind me, okay, we're going to go to this dinner party now. Tour bus funny is not dinner party.
That's good.
Yeah, it's locker room humor, right?
No, it's horrific.
But you know what? I was thinking, what would it take just to get some hydrogen peroxide, put a little cup over there, take your toothbrush, even if you use the Sonicare, and just throw that in there every night? It's got to be.
You got to change out the hydrogen peroxide every day.
You look at your toothbrush. And it's got all that gunk, all that toothpaste all over it.
What does the toothpaste do when it's on there? Well, I mean, I thought it was supposed to be doing something. It's got a bunch of stuff in it.
But you know what? My Sonicare, like where the toothpaste has dripped down around the like electronical part,
it's got like
toothpaste.
Caulk.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So that's got to be nasty.
It ain't hurting you. It's your own germs.
It's your nastiness, though. You need to be washing it off every time.
Okay, but why does it?
Mine don't build up with toothpaste because I clean my brush.
You know what? My hiney's got nastiness
oh,
too.
It just took a turn. And
what are you doing with your toothbrush?
I'm just saying that's my germs down there too.
That's what Mia's doing with this toothbrush.
Those aren't your mouth germs. Your toothbrush is the germs that were in your mouth. And they ain't gonna hurt nothing back in your mouth.
Same germs.
No, they're not. Yeah. The butt germs have been through your intestines and the same.
What you're saying is like, well, I'm not gonna wash my washcloth every day when I wash down there because it's the same germs.
Yeah, this smell.
Honestly,
not the same.
I think this is a good idea, this toothbrush thing.
You knock yourself out.
I think we should talk about high school lacrosse. Then this.
Ta-da!
We'll get to that in just a second. Edwin McCain's hanging out with us here on the Hawk and Tom Show this morning.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
You know, this is probably considered child abuse now, but when we were growing up, it wasn't uncommon at all. Washing your mouth out with soap.
Yeah.
When you were a kid and you used some words that you weren't supposed to, it was not uncommon for a parent to get a bar of soap and stick it in your mouth.
I saw in a documentary where that made a kid go blind.
Soap
poisoning.
All right. Well, it didn't make Ralphie go blind in Christmas
That's
Story.
That's true. Yeah.
So if you haven't ever seen anything about it, you could watch that movie and catch up.
Yeah. Grannies would do that, too.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you say something you weren't supposed to. Well, you come over here. Or they would even put, Ralphie put the whole bar in his mouth.
Yeah, just had to sit there with it in his mouth.
But that was the moment where you kind of didn't like Ralphie anymore because he snitched on his friend. Remember that? Up until that point, you're like, all right, I like this kid. And then all of a sudden he ratted his other little friend out.
He did finally get some spine whenever he beat up the bully.
That's right.
Yeah. So he finally grew up, I guess. But they say 12% of us have had our mouths washed out with soap.
Yeah.
And I'm sure it's the older generations that probably have had that done.
Sure.
I don't recall ever getting my mouth washed out with soap, but I did get some beatings, and I say beatings lightly. It was spankings. It was fair game. I deserved every one of them, and I probably should have been beaten harder.
So I did get my mouth washed out with soap, and here's the thing about it. It was the same bar of soap my dad probably washed his bottom with.
Wow. And that is child abuse.
Go get that Irish Spring in there and come back in here, and then I would get to the Irish Spring and then put that bar of soap in my mouth.
The universal sound right there. Everybody knew what that was.
I got to tell you, there's so many pieces of your life come together when you tell these stories.
Well, honestly, was mom or your dad going to go get a fresh bar of soap and make you eat at that?
I would
hope.
Because that's what happened to one person. They said, my mom tried to do it with my sister. She bit down on the bar and swallowed part of it. Then my mom panicked, and that was the last time she ever tried that again.
Yeah.
Taking a bite of a bar of soap will not harm you.
They start burping up bubbles.
Probably. And someone else said, hey, soap didn't taste that bad from what I remember. I know I at least tried it once, and it does taste pretty bad.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
It's not that, a good flavor.
That is suppressed childhood trauma when you're like, it wasn't that bad.
Yeah. There's some lie there.
Torture Tuesday. Mm. Yeah.
We can find out which ones are the best.
We can do that.
Can I at least get a hotel soap? They're smaller. It'll fit my mouth a little better.
They're like Junior Mints. Yeah.
I've always heard that the Dove 199 and 44 100.
That's ivory.
Ivory. That's supposed to be the best one because really? It's natural, you know, except for that last 30.
Tom being here, put a little salt and pepper on it, some paprika.
Yeah. Put it in the air fryer.
Yeah. Put some batter on it.
They do make everything better. Uh-huh. Let's be honest.
Just fry that bar of soap up.
That would be something to see at a fair.
Yeah.
You know, fried soap bars. I could see the Tide Pod kids would eat it anyway, right?
Man,
you know, you think of it, I guess some modern kids have tasted soap if they've tried the Tide Pods.
Yeah.
But it's interesting how the punishments have changed over the years. You know, we grew up with spankings, and
it was no big deal.
The timeouts came after us, I think. Yeah. And then you have, like, now that's all child abuse, and you're going to go to jail.
Now you just take a phone away, and it's like you're burning them.
Right,
right.
Yeah, but taking a phone away is punishment on the parent, too.
It is.
That's not your preferred method, because then you got to live with a kid who's not plugged into anything. And that's a nightmare.
And then you have to really parent.
I know. You got to go play with them or something.
Well, you could punish them by just putting them in front of the TV and take the remote with you.
Well,
you just
okay.
sit there and watch that one channel.
Make them watch PBS for 12 hours straight.
That ain't going to work. They're not going to do it. You have a riot on your hands, I think.
Every once in a while, I'll show my sons like a YouTube video of Pong and go, this was our video game. Yeah. And they'll look at me like I'm an alien. Like, you thought that was fun? I was like, we thought we discovered fire.
And you know what's weird, though, is they like some of that old stuff now. My kids play the most horrible graphics. I'm like, I bought you this expensive graphics card for your computer, and you're playing something that looks like I played when I grew up.
Like Geometry Dash.
Oh, they love that. That's huge.
Well, you got the music, but it's just a little bit of, you know, you're just trying to skip over the pointy things.
It's with a 2D side-scroller, and it's kind of like one of those run games, except it's left and right, and you bounce over hills and stuff. But, yeah, they love that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But that's even not, I'm talking more like Minecraft and some of those things where graphics look like they're a million
Roblox.
Years old. Roblox. And, there's a couple of them.
I'm still a Pac-Man guy.
Yeah, and the kids are, too. They like the retro stuff.
You're talking to a guy that plays solitaire over there.
Yeah, Pac-Man's
pretty
big. I
quit solitaire. I play that little snake game. You know, it's on your phone.
Okay. Were you playing solitaire with friends? That's like word with friends.
Solitaire with friends.
I'm still waiting for them to go.
Yeah.
They haven't went yet.
This has been a year, and they've not gone.
I got to get new friends.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, it is Earth Day, and they say the average American generates about 4.5 pounds of trash every day, which is mostly that junk mailers that you get, all those junk mailers you see.
I can't believe that's still a thing. Every time I open my mailbox, I go, how does anybody make money doing this?
They must.
Well, you got to show up at that restaurant, and then they got to give you like a 2-hour presentation about a vacation property.
Yeah, but do you really need a grandfather clock? No.
Truth.
But sometimes, though, I like getting mail.
I do, too.
Yeah.
I feel like somebody cares.
Uh-huh.
They leave it enclosed.
Not to mention the coupons you get in the mail. I use some of them.
Well, when it comes to Earth Day, you know, I think that we might be messing up Earth. If you look around, if Earth was an apartment, you know, we wouldn't get our deposit back. Just that's what I'm thinking anyway. We had an interesting conversation. Once I brought up Earth Day a while ago, Evan and Tom, they went at it. But
not against each other, on the same side on this one.
I'm just saying y'all were fired up. 55% say they have made minor changes since Earth Day has come around and to try to save and recycle and do all that stuff. Mainly women do it more so than men when it comes to recycling and saving the earth.
My wife makes me do it, and I keep telling her, and Edwin and I agree on this too, the whole thing is a scam to make you feel good.
Yeah, it's not. most cities don't have a recycling center. They just come pick it up and just throw it in the same landfill, and that's the dirty secret nobody knows. And then my wife is like, please don't do the thing that you do every time you see a recycling bin. We're going to these people's house. Just don't do that.
What do you do?
Because, okay, if you really care about conserving energy, just stop taking hot showers.
Because, I don't care about conserving
energy. Right. I mean, that's the point. It's like everybody cares enough to put cans in a green box.
Or plastic in the
plastic.
But
not enough to not take hot showers.
So hot showers are using up all of our energy?
30% of the world's energy is used to heat water.
Well, and that's what one environmental group suggests, to celebrate Earth Day by not even taking a shower. And
I can do that.
You know what? Well, I'd already taken my shower this morning, so I did my part. Yeah. I tried to wipe all my deodorant off.
Well, I didn't take one yesterday.
That's why I want to fight you, because you're not wearing Axe body spray.
Yeah, but also Earth Day, they say you can turn off your lights for 1 hour tonight.
Oh, I turn them off the whole 8 hours.
Yeah, there you go. You're really participating. Earth Day should actually be on Halloween. That's when Cato turns off his lights to discourage trick-or-treaters. You combine both days together.
I hardly turn lights on. I have friends that will come over going, could you turn a light on? Because I can't see. I'm like, saving energy. In fact, I'm one of the most efficient in my entire neighborhood.
Okay. I got solar panels all over the roof of my house. Like, I went crazy. Yeah. I got, like, a deal on solar panels, and I got all my solar panels up on my house, and it saves me money and the whole thing. But literally, after I got them up on the roof, I was standing back in my front yard looking at these horrible-looking solar panels on my roof and realized that I had just made my house unsellable.
Yeah, do your neighbors
complain? So whatever, $200 a month I save on electricity, I better live there till I'm dead.
It looks like they could make them like out of shutters now or something to make it a little bit more attractive.
Out of shingles. That way you couldn't tell.
No, mine look like braces from the 80s.
Yeah.
There you go. Your house is like,
let me just take this opportunity to apologize to my neighbors.
Oh, God. All you need now is a big 3-foot satellite dish in the yard.
Your house is like the teenager in the neighborhood. But when it comes to Earth Day, and actually most common thing people celebrate Earth Day by recycling, that's one thing they do.
Think they are.
I do because I save trash bags.
No, okay. I'm talking about the actual recycling bin. Does it, like Kevin said, it doesn't usually go anywhere.
It's okay.
Well, it gives somebody a job. That's the only good thing.
Yep.
Okay. They also plant a tree, and they clean up a local park is what they do to celebrate Earth Day.
Clean up a part that somebody else has gotten dirty.
Yeah, okay.
Pick up after yourself.
You could do that, too, if you want to. And then here are the other easy things that we do. We turn off the faucet when we're brushing our teeth, they say.
I do that because my sink is clogged, so I can't let it run or it starts to fill up the sink.
Well, when you're doing brushing your teeth, washing your face, or shaving, they say to save water, turn off the faucet. Yeah. I don't do that.
Well, let's pat Greenville on the back. You remember what the Reedy River looked like in the 70s?
Oh, man. Yeah. I wasn't here for that, but like I'm in the 90s.
It's amazing how nice Greenville is. Like this, we've turned it around. You know what? We can just judge other cities today.
And it only took us 50 years.
Well, as far as turning the water off, I'm guilty, and I hate it because what happens is your kids go to school and they start teaching them about the recycling and turning off the water, and then they call you out like, "Dad, you're not supposed to have that water on while you're brushing your teeth or washing your face."
Right.
And I'm like, man, it's like my water's. I want it warm.
But you're the dad. Go to your room.
Yeah. Exactly.
Because I said so.
Yeah. I tell my kids, I'm like, that's all lies.
All right. Another thing we do is we reuse our shopping bags, Cato, from the grocery store.
I love them because I do that for trash bags in the bathrooms.
They're handy.
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like I'm single-handedly doing my part because I don't even get those plastic bags. I use my little big Aldi bags.
Oh,
so, like, look
person.
At me.
You're worse than us because we're recycling bags.
Okay, but I think what they were mentioning was the reusable shopping bags that get dirty and nasty stains over them, like in the grocery store, not reusing the plastic bags that you're taking home every time.
Yeah, my bags might smell like onions, but at least I'm not wasting plastic.
Yeah.
I like how she says she's not using plastic bags at a store that don't even have bags at all.
I'll tell you what we could do.
Aldi has no bags. You have to carry yours out like Sam's.
No, you just get them from there because they're cheaper, but then you use them everywhere.
Okay.
Can we all take a pledge that we all will commit our remains to like a root ball of a tree today?
Okay.
That's what we'll do.
Like the mushroom coffin.
We'll all end up being...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to do something different. I want to be sent to the taxidermist. I want them to stick around, and they can take me to remote broadcasts and everything.
You can be right next to that creepy Santa your wife has.
Oh, that's true. In the house.
Do you have a life-size Santa?
We do. It scares me every year when she puts it out. I walk downstairs, and I about do kick it and karate chop it.
I dove like Lethal Weapon style behind a couch because of that.
Those things do, man. When you come down in the dark in the morning and all of a sudden there's a life-size person standing there, right. You freak out.
Well, these are, and I'm going to go through these really quick, but these are the things that we actually enjoy doing. Turning off lights when you leave a room. That makes you feel good about yourself, apparently.
Especially when you become a dad.
All right. Donating clothes to and other items to someone that actually could use them.
Yeah, right. Your crap is not wanted.
Eating the food you bought at the store without wasting any. They say we waste $68 a week just in groceries alone because we don't eat it.
Wow.
Most of that's bananas. And then growing your own produce. People enjoy that. Yeah.
I'm trying.
So you got your herbs and spices you're growing, you know, at your house. Sometimes out in the backyard.
I know some people that grow herbs in their house.
That's not in the closet. It's got to be outside.
So can I please tell you, I was in Seattle for 420, right? I was there on 420.
Uh-huh.
And at exactly 420 on 420, the entire city cheered.
Really?
You heard it. Like, we heard it from outside the window. It was like, hooray.
And then a cloud came over the city.
It was crazy. I was like, oh, these people, I love wacky people.
All right. Well, it is Earth Day. Do something nice for Earth. Happy Earth Day.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's McCain Monday. Edwin McCain's hanging out with us again for the day anyway, because he's about to go on tour. We'll talk about that in just a second. Going to be partly cloudy, high of 67.
We were just having a conversation here in the studio. We were talking about how Greenville has gotten a little bougie for some of us. Especially the restaurants. My wife was talking about this. Did I say something wrong?
No, I just don't. There's only one of us that it's gotten too bougie for, and it's me.
Well, it's me. My wife said this the other day. She's like, we went downtown to a restaurant. It was $30 for a piece of chicken. She goes, got a little bougie down there. And, you know, it is kind of crazy. We've watched Greenville, like you said, Reedy River, cleaned up. Only took us 50 years. It's beautiful now. Pretty close. And we've seen a lot of beautiful changes in downtown. It's just one of the nicer cities, I think, in the United States.
Well, best little kept secret in America.
Except people keep talking about it.
Yeah. And everybody keeps moving here.
But there is some downsides to that. And, you know, the restaurants, some of them are darned expensive. You got to be rich to go to some of these places.
Mm-hmm.
But they were asking people about their restaurant etiquette and what is and is not acceptable at these restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of interesting. They mentioned specifically asking for a table near an electrical outlet so they could plug their phone in.
Okay.
Apparently, that's considered fairly acceptable now.
Is it okay sitting up at the bar?
I would assume so, because that's especially where you'll
be able
to do it.
I'm surprised that all tables don't have like one of those little USB things.
Yeah, to charge up your phone.
I've seen some bars that have it up underneath.
Right.
I was eating out with friends, and one of them asked the hostess if they would charge her phone at the hostess stand.
Oh, there you go. Thank you.
Rude. Yeah.
That's a good tip, though.
Yeah, well, yeah. I hope.
I say, I don't think it's rude. If you tip at a restaurant, anything is fair game, in my opinion, as long as you tip for it.
It's rude to the people you're with.
Why?
It's being rude. Put your phone away while you're having dinner.
Well, that's the thing.
It depends on who you're with, though. Like, if you're with your if you're with your bandmates of 30 years, please bring your phone.
Okay. Yeah. It's hard to hold a conversation after 30 years.
Yeah, yeah. Same
wife of 30 years. I think you need to have something there. My wife and I sometimes will go to Chop House, and it's so funny to look at the other couples, and you'll literally see people both on their phone not talking to each other the entire time. Now, they might be texting each other. I don't know.
That place is on its game.
Yes,
every time I've ever gone there in the last 20 years, it's been on the game.
Well,
same with Sobeys, and same with, you know what I mean? There's some restaurants in Greenville that are always on their game.
I'll say with Chop House, though, it's so dark in there.
Yeah.
Sometimes I play Marco Polo with the kids.
I love it how dark it is in there.
I'm like, I can't see you, Marco!
We walked in, it was a bright, sunny day. We walked in, could see nothing. I heard some girl go, how many's in your party? I'm like, who said that? Will you guide us there?
Yeah. I automatically start talking like a gangster when I get in there.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's something that is not considered acceptable. Only 4% of people thought this was okay, and that's not paying for a dish that you didn't like.
Mm-mm.
So I could see complaining about it or telling them that you didn't like it, but let them decide whether or not they're going to do that.
If it's just not your thing, if it wasn't cooked properly,
then you might have it you know, warmed up and spit on.
Yeah, there you go.
But,
but that's my biggest fear. Don't like it.
Getting a steak that's not cooked well enough, and all I want is for it to be cooked a little longer, but please don't spit on it.
My dad was going to Germany, and he was learning foods that he wanted to eat and foods he didn't want to eat.
Yeah.
And I was watching him, and he's sitting there with his list, and I said, Dad, don't you think you ought to just learn one or the other? And he goes, which one of us is a doctor? All right, you don't have to be all like that. And then he came back from his trip, and he goes, well, I gotta admit something to you. I got to Germany on the first night, and I looked at a menu, and I saw something I recognized, and then I couldn't remember. If it was, and then I accidentally ordered rabbit intestines. And he's so nice, he wouldn't send it back.
And there's nothing worse than making that mistake. Like, you know what? I normally get this, but I'm going to order something different this time. And you get it, and like, oh, man, I wish I would have ordered what I normally
get. Should have got the chicken fingers.
Yep.
Especially when the person you're with gets something really, really good.
Yeah. I'll order again.
Oh, there you go.
I'll double it up and then take the other thing home, I swear.
Okay. That's a
good Here's idea. Another one they said, not acceptable, allowing your kids to run around freely. Only 5% of people thought that was acceptable. And those five are disturbing me. I worked with a guy once, and the kids, both two of these guys had their kids running around. And finally, this couple came over and said, excuse me, but your kids are throwing ice cream at us. And I wanted to crawl under the table. I didn't even have kids then.
At least hit my mouth if you're going to throw ice cream.
Yeah. But I was shocked that they were letting their kids do that.
Well,
it was so surprising to me. Also, debating menu prices. I mean, only 8% of people thought that was acceptable. I'm not even sure if that should be okay for 8%. That's really weird.
They always say, you know, you negotiate price no matter where you go.
I guess
it's like,
so.
I always say, hey, what you bought them a dollar for that appetizer right there?
I would hate to be with someone who did that.
Could you imagine?
I'm going to start doing that.
Oh, God.
I got appetizers. Embarrass our, my band. Oh, my gosh.
Give me your brother-in-law deal if you like your brother-in-law.
Hey, take one of them shrimp off that scale.
I heard Hawk do it, and I feel like crawling inside my clothes.
You go to a convenience store. Hey, how much is the bottom dollar for this beef jerky? I want this Slim Jim right here. It says $1.99.
Oh, this Reese's looks old.
It's got dust on it. How much you take for this Reese's cup?
Now, snapping their fingers to get the waiter's attention. Oh, no. 11% of people think that's acceptable.
Not acceptable.
It's not a good idea, that's for sure.
Not unless you like spitting your coat.
Yep. I'm with you.
Bringing outside food or drinks into the restaurant. 15% of people think that's okay.
Okay, do you have small kids?
What do
kids?
You mean, like outside food, I'm guessing, like grilled cheese or something?
I don't know, man. Maybe it is for kids.
Because my mom would go like to Wendy's and get my nephew something and bring it to the restaurant we're eating because he didn't eat where we were going.
I hear you.
Okay, how about if it's a birthday cake? You're
bringing we do it all the time, and a lot of times the server bring plates and forks out to you. Yeah.
Yeah.
We tip
and them. But they serve cake there, and they still let you bring your own birthday cake?
Most of the time.
Well, the thing is, if you get a cake from the restaurant, you get one slice for the birthday person.
Mm-hmm.
So if you bring your own cake, everybody gets something.
I'd say call and ask ahead of time.
No, yeah, do that. Well, and plus, offer the server a slice.
Yeah.
That's what we do, too.
That's good.
Yeah.
But next time you do the birthday thing and it's just for that one person, like, give us the birthday cake for Johnny over there and 31 spoons, please.
Yeah. Everybody gets one bite.
Yeah.
They said taking an extended period of time to decide what to order, only 48% said that was acceptable.
So that's your, you decide when you want to.
That's fine, but ma'am, I hate when I go with someone that does that because they got their routine. They're going to come over and get your drinks, and then they're expecting to take your order when they bring the drinks back. And if you don't, it could be 10 minutes before they come back again.
Yeah.
I'm already eating my arm at that point.
Well, that's on the restaurant. Don't give me so many options because it all sounds good and I can't decide.
Don't go eating with me. I already know what I want when I walk in the door.
We actually used to have a little pep talk before we went into Stacks Omega. Like, look, go to the section in the menu you want to eat. Don't start at the top.
Right. I know it's like a novel.
Yeah, come on.
And I want something from every page.
Yeah.
You got the right idea. The pep talk's good.
And please give me pictures.
That helps because I can see the description, but I want to see what it looks like. I'll walk around the restaurant looking at tables.
Exactly, and looking at other people's plates.
Yeah.
They wonder why I don't go out to eat with them anymore.
And if you don't mind, leave a little salsa on that menu in case you don't bring it out quick enough for me. Can you chip me off a piece of that salsa?
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
It's a McCain Monday. Edwin McCain's hanging out with us before he goes out on a huge tour. Going to be all over America, and we're excited to have him on the show this morning. Yeah. And we want to know how it affects us. When is the show here in the Upstate?
September 21st.
September 21st.
At the Well. It's going to be Hootie, Collective Soul, and Yours Truly.
Okay.
But I go on first, so get there early.
Yeah. Edwin's like, always, he wants to be back in his house, I guess.
They were like, so when we were talking about this tour, I was like, I pitched the idea, and I was like, listen, guys, I'll go on first. That was my opening salvo. I was like, you don't need to argue about who's going on first. That's me.
Yeah.
And it's like concert early bird special.
Yeah, it's my favorite thing. But we all get along. We've known each other for 30 years, so it's a good time.
Darius is like, I can bring you back out, and you're like, no thanks, I'll be home by then.
Yeah, I'll be.
You guys sang on each other's songs like a...
Well, I mean, honestly, you know, Darius is the reason I even got a record deal because the Atlantic wanted Hootie, and they were like, okay, we'll sign your deal, but you got to bring the fathead kid with it. So, they got me signed to Atlantic, and I, you know, like I say this all the time, I spend my whole life just trying to repay them for how kind they were to me early on.
You're good guys.
Yep.
Well, we're excited about the tour, and I'm sure we're going to be giving away tickets here on the Hawk and Tom Show, but not today.
Not today. That's a long way out.
That ain't never stopped us before, trust me.
But we do have tickets for Niall Horan's.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.